Chapter 1. Simon Bloom Feels the Breeze. Simon Bloom lived in the northeastern part of the United States, in the northeastern part of New Jersey, in the northeastern part of Bergen County, in the northeastern part of Lawnville. His bedroom faced south. His two-level house was on Jerome Street, a small road that ended a few houses down, turned a corner, and became the dead-end Van Silas Way. Simon also lived a few blocks from Martin Van Buren Elementary, an ordinary school for students in kindergarten through sixth grade. Simon looked ordinary, too. He had light brown hair, a light sprinkling of freckles on his average-sized nose, which had a slight but unspectacular bump in the middle, and wide blue eyes. He was average height for his age, but, much to his dismay, was one of the youngest in the sixth grade. He wouldn't be winning any tallness awards. On what seemed to be a perfectly normal Sunday, Simon was flying. He soared through the air over Lawnville and did a loop-the-loop. He laughed as he felt the wind wash over him, laughing because, let's be honest, anyone who can fly and do a loop-the-loop without being strapped into a fancy jet plane has a reason to be in a good mood. Simon then hovered in midair and concentrated. His body vibrated and changed color, turning from pinkish peach to a yellowish red, then to blue, and finally searing white. Then he exploded in a brilliant burst of blinding light. Tiny, glowing Simon particles scattered across the sky like a human firecracker. Unlike most fireworks, these embers regrouped and turned back into their normal Simon shape. Next, Simon gazed at the daytime outline of the moon and concentrated again. He disappeared, instantly transporting himself from Lawnville and reappearing on the moon's barren, airless surface. There he gleefully jumped about and ran around, leaving footprints all across the dusty moonscape. After a moment, he looked around and sighed at how empty it was. This wasn't much fun without anyone joining in. It was then that Simon Bloom felt a tug inside. He glanced at the earth and blinked, transporting himself back to his bedroom, where he was sitting at his desk chair, his eyes closed, imagining all this. Yes, it's true. Simon only did those amazing things in his head. His was a very energetic mind. He was probably as active mentally as most professional athletes are physically. But Simon was a lot less likely to have his picture on a cereal box. Actually, he hadn't left the house all morning, even though it was a beautiful day outside. His parents weren't home to urge him to go outside and enjoy the weather. Both had gone into their offices to catch up on some work. Even when they were home, they were usually reviewing charts or notes.